Thank you, brother. Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Everybody said amen to that. Amen. You know, it's just real great to go to church where people want to be there. You know that? And I certainly notice that you all want to be here. It's good to sit up here on the platform and look at expressions of people. And it was good to have a Thomas leading song service. Man. You know, the Thomas Trio, before they were even married, my dad had them for revivals. And so we have always loved the ministry of the Thomases down through these years. It's just been wonderful. It's good to see all of you here today. We're glad you're here. And, you know, we're just a little quiet about some things sometimes, aren't we? With the blessings of God, we ought to rejoice. But it is good to hear somebody say amen, too. I don't know who that was saying amen over here. But it was good. It was good to hear somebody say amen. Most of the places you go nowadays, people are afraid to say amen, I think. Either that or they don't have anything to say amen about. I don't know which. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. Amen. I thought of Brother Earl Newton when he went to pastor a church over in Ohio. In fact, I think the last church that he pastored. He got up and told him when he first went, he said, "Now, folks," he said, "you know, if you all can get to heaven just like you're living," he said, "I promise you one thing. When I get to heaven, I won't get up a committee to kick you out." I thought that was pretty wise, wasn't it? I'm glad God knows where we are. And God wants all of us to get to heaven, doesn't he? Now, we're all different creatures. Every one of us are different. Thank the good Lord. If they's all like Keith Gibbs in this world, what in the world would happen? But anyway, it's just good to serve Jesus. Now, you know, your pastor has the opportunity of preaching to you weekly. And us retired guys, we get to preach to you week, W-E-A-K, Lee. Oh, God's been so good to us, hasn't he? Amen. Now, I promise you, I'm not afraid of you if you're not afraid of me. Can we agree on that one thing? You know, this Corona 19 has really made a big toll upon God's people. There's no doubt about that. Now, God has been helping us, but it's not over with yet because there's more rules and regulations coming. We have a doctor here, so I better be careful what I say. But we have some more regulations, I believe, that's going to come upon us in a few days if we're not careful. And we all need to be wise, do we not? We really do. But we need each other, don't we? I mean, those 10 weeks we didn't have church, it just tore me up. In fact, I went to 4 or 5 services every Sunday. I watched yours and I watched Brother Mitchell's, and when I wanted to take a nap, I watched Brother Plank. And so, I'll tell you what, Easter, I think it was, they had almost 900 in the drive-in service. 870-some in the drive-in service. Isn't that something? So God knows how to help us, and he's not finished with us today, is he? Amen. Just good to serve Jesus. Good to be here. I always enjoy coming here. Now, if I remember correctly, a revival we had over here in the little church, one Sunday morning, we didn't get out till 1:30. Now, do you guys still do that around here? You remember that, Brother Keith? Yeah, what a time we had that day. Had a victory march. Any of you remember that? That's back in the good old days, wasn't it? That's right. Well, God has the good old days today if we'll just trust him and put our faith and confidence in him. Good to see Jeff and Karen here today, too. And we're just happy for all of you that are here. You know, when you talk about hope of our many blessings, possibly none is greater than hope. It fills our days with happy anticipations, high and noble aspirations. It imparts strength and courage for discharging our responsibilities. It makes the untoward things of life bearable. It brightens the mind, quickens the heart, and oftentimes sets the soul aflame. It brings serenity and cheerfulness and good humor. It helps us bear those ills we have. It lightens our burdens. It clears the mind of the hazy doubts, permitting us to more clearly see the illuminating light beyond. It is one of the most natural promotions of the mind and heart, promptings of the mind and heart. It makes life worthwhile. It imparts strength to overcome the opposing currents of life. It fosters effort of good endeavor. It scatters roses along the thorny pathway of life. It's the sunshine piercing the shadow. It's a comforter in the days of sorrow. May the star of hope shine on and on. You and I, as God's children, we have the blessed hope, don't we? Amen. You say, well, what's going to happen in this country? I don't know what's going to happen, but I know where my hope is. And I know what God has planned. And you know, it could be that God is just moving some things around to get our attention so that we might have the opportunity to come to know Him better. If in this day, if there's anything you want to do, you want to draw closer to God, not get farther away from Him. He is our hope. Blessed be the name of you. Hallelujah! If I was about 30 years younger, I might shout a little bit. It's good to know we have hope this morning, folks. Beyond us. It's beyond us. But we have a hope. Well, stand, if you will, and if you're able, the reading of God's Word over in Psalms, the 19th Division. We came down last night and spent the night at one of my cousins over in Sullivan. He's a retired Wesleyan preacher, had a good time, and enjoyed talking about the good old days. Well, when you get old, well, you get to do that, don't you? And that's good. It's good to get old. Amen. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices as strong men run to a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgment of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleansest thou me from the secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgressions of sin. Let the word of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in the sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Lord, help us, we pray, in these next few moments. I must have you, Lord. Lord, I can't do it without you. Please don't let me. Come and minister to us and touch our thinking and touch our heart. And help us, Lord, to listen to the truth of God this morning, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. For a text, I'd like to look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, a prophecy here. God, who at sundry times and divers manners spake and passed unto the fathers of the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now the question most often asked by the sinner is, how can I get forgiveness for my sins? And the most often question asked by the Christian is, How can I know the will of God for my life? I want to talk to us this morning on how God speaks today. How God speaks today. Now, I am convinced that God is continually sending out his message yet today. Amen? I appreciate it. These testimonies where he's talking about what God had done for you this week. It's good to have an up-to-date victory, isn't it? Amen. And he is speaking his will to men. And of course, there are those who have doubt that God still speaks to men at all today. But he is. Joan of Arc was one of the most spectacular military leaders France ever had. And as a simple peasant girl, she started her career by getting a French army commander to arrange an interview for her with King Charles VII. And she told him that voices were bidding her to become the leader of the nation's armies. And the king impatiently replied that if God had any word for France, it would come unto him as a leader. And Joan of Arc assured him the voices did not come, but the reason was he wasn't willing to listen. Now, voices come to us if they do not come to us if we fail to pray and we fail to listen. God's voice still speaks in this day. Thank God he does. Let us notice that he speaks through history. History is his story. A noted historian said, "History is a voice forever sounding across the centuries the laws of right and wrong." Now, church, we're living in a day when laws of right and wrong people don't know. Amen? Now, this is not a political speech, okay? I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, what you are. The first thing you need to be is a Christian. God is our allegiance, isn't he? Amen? And that God would help us to realize that you and I, we need to do what is right and be against what is wrong. It's very important that we are. Thomas Arnold reviewed the downfall of the great world empires of the past and summed up what had happened by saying, "Down they come one after another for the lack of righteousness." Amen? Are you with me this morning? Everybody's with me, say amen. Oh, that sounded good. I mean, that was really good. Very good. Well, God controls the universe by physical and moral laws. Ruthless leaders who seek control by military force may find success for a brief time, but will end and perish. Unjust, greedy, selfish men who exploit others may appear successful for a time, but they will soon perish. God has a universal law, and it says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap." So this idea of thinking that you can make up your own God and you can go the way you want to, you know, how whatever feels good, do it. That is against God's word, and there will become an end to that. God speaks to us and wants us to live holy and righteous lives. Someone told me not long ago in a southern district of a certain denomination, the pastor told another leader that I know, he said, "I don't have one preacher in this district that can preach a clear message on holiness." God help us, folks. God help us. God wants you and I. He wants to talk to us to know and wants us to live a life of holiness. Amen. A life of righteousness. Thank God, God does talk to us. We went to camp at ICHA camp last week. And I'll tell you what, it was just for me. It was just for me. Have you ever really needed to go someplace where you could really, really get God to talk to you? You know what I mean? And God's presence was there. I'll tell you what, don't tell them I said this because they're on me all the time. But if I'd have had another week, I'd have probably joined them. Don't tell Mark Dodrell. Please don't tell Mark Dodrell. But it was so, it was just the presence of God. When I want to tell you something, folks. When the presence of God comes, he speaks to us. If we come and go from the house of God without the presence of God among us, it won't be long until we will leak out in our spiritual life and become weak. Amen? And it won't be long until there isn't anything wrong. Everything is right, but God has a way of righteousness for us. He speaks to us in this very day. He wants you and I to be true and faithful to Him. You say you're preaching to the choir. You know what? We don't know. The choir has to rehearse, doesn't it? Amen. God has that universal law. Surely God speaks to us through history. For no nation or individual can permanently endure who defies God and His law. And it's His laws that we're talking about. It's not man-made law, but it's His laws. God speaks not only through history, but He speaks through nature. The writer of the psalmist said, "The heaven declares the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." Paul said, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible thing of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." So God talks to us through nature. I read of a Frenchman who had incurred the displeasure of Napoleon and was cast into a dungeon, forsaken by family and friends and forgotten by everyone on the outside world. And he wrote on the wall of his cell, "Nobody cares." Now, friends, we need to be careful. When someone is out in the depths of sin, we need to let them know we care. I've had people in my church that, you know, somebody would go to the altar and they'd say, "Well, I knew they wouldn't last very long." Well, I'd say, "Well, why don't you pray for them?" Huh? When we start picking on one another, it's not long until we become dead. Amen? And so here was a problem. "Nobody cares," he said. And one day a green shoot came through the crack in the floor. And each day the Frenchman shared his water with that little green plant. And the plant grew and grew toward the small window in the cell. And one day the Frenchman found on that plant a beautiful blue flower and scratched away the words, "Nobody cares," and said, "God cares." God shows us in nature that He cares. You know, this is the most beautiful time of the year. It is. When you drive by, you know, I farmed all the way down here, and I've never been a farmer in my life. When you look at the bean crop, and when you look at the corn, and you look at the wheat, how beautiful. God speaks to us through nature. Thank God He does. But God also speaks to us through conscience. The inner voice, the conscience does speak. It speaks according to the individual standard of right and of wrong. In the voice of conscience, if the voice of conscience is ignored, the individual is left without a guide. Paul said, "After thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of righteous judgment of God." Timothy said, "Unto the pure things are pure, but unto them that edify and unbelieving, it's nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled." You know what? A good conscience is very important. And that's the reason you need to train your children in the right way. Amen? That's the reason you need to set the example before them as a daddy and a mother. Amen? As a grandma, as a grandpa. You know, it's wonderful when you have kids. You have control of them. But once they're out the front door and they have kids, you have no control over them. Amen? And one thing it does do, it keeps mom and dad on their knees praying for their grandkids. Amen? You say, "Mallory, where in the world are you going?" I don't know. I thought it fit right in there. You know what? We're living in perilous days, difficult days. And, you know, it just breaks your heart when they say, "Well, Grandpa, we don't see it the way you see it." And I said to one of my granddaughters, I said, you don't have to see it the way I see it, but you have to see it the way God sees it. And what you're doing is sin. God speaks to us through the conscience. Let each of us read God's word and pray and worship and witness and work that our conscience might guard us right. And friends, there's a great movement on in this very day to try to water down what you and I believe to. Even in holiness. In holiness. I want you to know that God wants us to be holy and righteous. And he has a work of grace that can eradicate the old nature of sin and fill us with the blessed Holy Spirit. And we can live above sin in this day. Say amen to that. We've got to preach it. We've got to teach it. We've got to live it. We also know that God speaks through human beings. There's no way in which God speaks to us any more convincing than through the lives of others. How often have you heard, I'm a Christian because I saw Christ in them? Amen? You know, kids, they watch us. You know that? We had a fellow in our church at Wabash when Dad was pastoring there in the Pilgrim Holiness Church. His name was Eddie Graves. He worked on the railroad, worked down to at the yards there. And Eddie, he just paid attention to me. He liked me, and I liked him. I liked him so well that I wore bib overalls just like he did. And I wore polo shirts, just like he did. And I slicked my hair back just like he did. Why? Because he paid attention to me. And you and I need to pay attention to our children in the church. Amen? Treat them nice. Not long ago, our pastor, he has 5 kids, I think, maybe 6, I can't remember. And his wife was in the back. One of the little boys started running across the church. And I said, hey, I never did let my boys run across the church like that. I didn't let them run around this church. And she started to say, well, you are the perfect husband. And then she said, well, you didn't even have any boys. But people watch us. People watch us. What kind of influence are we? God speaks through you. You say, oh, there's nobody. You influence somebody. Where you work, how you act, and more of how you react. You are an example. No wonder the Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. When we witness God, he speaks through us. Paul said, ye are our epistles written in the heart and known and read of all men. We are need or must be examples. I heard Dr. David Gibbs say at Outreach and Best Convention a couple years ago, a thought that really stuck with me. He said, do you all realize that every day that you walk out the front door, you're the face of Jesus? That ought to help us. In fact, it ought to convict us. Down at the lumber yard, over at McDonald's. Amen? Down at the gas station. What about that little restaurant when they mess your order all up? We have a witness. God speaks today through you and me. God speaks through the Bible. The Bible is written, the record of the revelation of God to man. God's word for today is this generation and for all times that test us. But from a child us, thou hast known holy scriptures which were able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. A young man had lost his arm in the battle and was on his way home, and he was frightened, depressed, and troubled. Would he ever be a whole man again? Would he ever be able to provide for his family without that arm? And on the verge of panic, he opened his Bible and his eyes fell on the words, if God is for us, who can be against us? And it gave him hope that he could be what God wanted him to be. God speaks to us through prayer, said, call upon me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. This verse contains one of the greatest invitations of the Bible. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given you. You seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you desire to hear God's work, speak to him through prayer. Prayer is by the means which God reveals himself to our soul. Spend time in prayer. If we want to hear anything from God, let's talk to God about our problems. Amen? We can't ignore the place of prayer. You say, preacher? Well, I'm not a preacher. I don't get to sleep in till 10 o'clock. I guess you don't know too many preachers then. But anyway, you know what? You can pray on the way to work. I pastored a church in Shelbyville and painted in the daytime and worked a lot of hours and still made more calls at conference than any other preacher because I wanted to. You say you're bragging on yourself? Yeah, I am, because God helped me. My daddy built it within me that if he was going to do anything, you had to do it. You couldn't sit around to wait so somebody else did. Do it yourself. Get out there and do it. And some of the greatest times I had was in that old 64 Ford pickup that I had that my father-in-law painted. He just went to the body shop and poured all kinds of whatever he had left and painted. Oh, I don't know what color it was. You didn't know, but it was really beautiful. But I had, that was my sanctuary. On the way to work, I could pray and God would come in that. You say, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I'm saying that if we want to keep a life that's in communion with God, we're going to have to pray and he can speak to us in our praying time. God speaks to us through his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoken past unto the fathers by the prophets, which hath in these last days spoken to us by the Son. Jesus Christ reveals himself to man. He is the revelation to man. Christ is the final revelation of God to man. Christ is the only adequate revelation of God to man. God speaks through providence. God speaks through the Holy Spirit. And God helps you at the right time, at the right place, to be there for the right reason. The providences of God. He speaks through his son. God speaks through his son's sacrifice and his son's love. Have you heard him speaking to you lately? Last year at Let's Camp, one night, lady stood up and testified. She said, now, I've never told this in public before. But she said, I was destitute. She was trying to take care of her mother and said, we didn't have anything. Said, I was driving home and the Holy Spirit said, stop at that Goodwill store back there. And said, I went on by. I said, no, I want you to stop at that. I don't need anything. I don't have any money to spend today. I said, stop at that Goodwill store back there. So she said, I obeyed him. I turned around and went back to the Goodwill store and said, I got out. And he said, go over there where those skirts are hanging up. She said, God, I don't need any skirts. He said, go over there where those skirts are hanging up. And he said, that yellow one right there. I want you to buy that yellow one. She said, I bought it. I didn't know why, but it went home and it had crinoline in it. And she said, I looked in the bottom of that crinoline and there were several thousand dollars sewed into that crinoline. I thought, is that true? But I talked to her pastor, said it was true. God had spoke to her. I told him, after she said, I'm going to stop at every Goodwill on the way home. God's still speaking. Well, April the 3rd, 20 minutes after 5, I got a phone call from my brother Delbert, 81 years of age. Been backslidden for 65 years. He was crying on the other end. He said, Mark, 5 o'clock today, I got saved. He told me later, he said, I had a dream that I went to church with Dad and said, I got saved. And the people were shouting and praising the Lord. We don't do much of that anymore, do we? And he said, I don't know why when I woke up after that dream, I didn't get saved then. But he said, I didn't, but I know God was talking to me then. He got under conviction, was praying. And he said, I was praying and said, the old devil was saying, God can't do it. He said, I was beginning to doubt it. He said, I just turned over on my left side. And he said, Jesus, I believe you saved me right now. And God saved him. Begin to research when my dad got saved. It was April the 3rd, 1937. God is still speaking, folks. The question is, are we listening? Are we too busy with life, the troubles of life, that we fail to listen? If you listen, God will speak to you. Wherever you are, God will speak to you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us stand. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your presence this morning. We felt you from the very first note of the piano. You've been faithful to us, Lord. Now we ask, oh God, there could be someone here this morning that the Holy Spirit is speaking to. It may have been some time since you spoke to them, but Lord, we want to open this altar and give anybody the opportunity they'd like to come and pray this morning. Is there anyone here this morning under the sound of my voice that God has been speaking to you probably even before this day, but even maybe this day, that you'd just like to come and bring your burden to Jesus Christ this morning? Amen? Oh, I'll tell you what, it's the greatest choice that you'll ever make in your life, bringing it to Jesus and letting him take care of the burden of life. Now, Lord, help us as we go our way. Make all of us a blessing. Help us to come back to the church service tonight. And may our lives continue to shine for Jesus. We pray in your name. We ask it. Amen. The Lord bless you. You're dismissed.